VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Do you think you're a popular person? If you think back to your school days, or if you're still in school, were you or are you in that popular group? I'm always the weird one in the class. I'm never popular, but I would always have my own group of close friends. No matter your popularity, you might find the below 8 types of people in your class. Listen and see if you can name some of your classmates in one of the groups. Number 1. The one who rarely shows up to class. There is always that one kid that rarely shows up to class, and you rarely see that person. You know that they are in the class even though they aren't there. Number 2. The one who is a know-it-all. They are the worst type of people to work in a group with because they make everyone feel bad about themselves. They also try to find ideas that teachers say and fight them on. Number 3. The one who doesn't talk. There is one person who sits in the back of the classroom and doesn't talk to anyone. You rarely know this person is in the class because they never talk. Number 4. The one who is the professor's favorite. There is always that one kid who you can tell is the professor's favorite. The professor even learns their name extremely fast and doesn't know anyone else in the class's name. Number 5. The one who makes the whole class laugh. The one who is always making the class laugh no matter what. Even in the most awkward time, they are laughing. Number 6. The one who is always eating. There is always that one person who brings like a 4-course meal to class and sits next to you. You watch them enjoy this huge meal, even if it isn't huge, it seems huge. Number 7. The one who is always texting. There is always that one person that is obviously not paying attention because they are on their phone. Number 8, the last one. The one who becomes one of your good friends. If you're lucky enough to meet great people in your class and they become your friend, you are beyond lucky. It's always great to know you have people to talk about the class, and you have someone to talk to within the class. Those are the 8 types of people you can find in your class. I would argue that the popular kids are often the one who is always texting or the one who makes the whole class laugh. What do you think? Comment down below your thoughts. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. Most studies state that those dominant kids who may seem popular but are distrusted, disloyal, or too aggressive are actually not as popular as we might think. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Most studies state that those dominant kids who may seem popular but are distrusted, disloyal, or too aggressive are actually not as popular as we might think. 好，这就是今天的句子。接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，most studies state 这边的 studies 的 s 跟 state 的 s 可以连在一起。Most studies state that those dominant 可以分音节念。第一个 o 呢念 r 的音 da da， 再来后面那个 i 呢念短的 e 的音 da me da me， 再来 dominant 那个 a n 就是念 n 的音 dominant dominant。Okay, that those dominant kids who may seem, 这边的 seem 就到拉长 seem popular, 这边的 popular, 那个 A 呢发 E 的音看成 ER, popular 就可以了。But are, 这边的 but 跟 are, T 跟 A 可以连在一起。But are distrusted, 这个字比较难念 distrusted, 它可以分音节念。前面那个 E 一样是念短 E 的音 this 再来后面那个 trust 大家应该都会念 trust 后面记得要加 ed 那我觉得难的地方是因为 dis 那边有一个 s trus 又是一个 s 所以呢你可以先分音节念然后再加快它 distrusted 再 再来下一个字 disloyal， disloyal 前面那个 i 一样是短的 e， dis， 再来 loyal 的那个 o 念 o 的音，再来 ya 的那个 a 也是念 o 的音， disloyal， disloyal。再来 or too aggressive， aggressive 可以分音节念， a 呢念第一个 a 念 a 的音，后面那个 e 念短的 a 的音， aggr aggr， 再来后面那个 sif， aggressive aggressive。 再来 are actually are 的那个后面那个 r 的音可以吧，可以跟后面那个 actually 的 a 连在一起， are actually are actually。Not as popular as we might think. 那个 might 的 t 跟后面那个 think 可以连在一起。Might think, might think. 好，接下来我们把这句话再来念一遍。Most studies state that those dominant kids who may seem popular but are distrusted, disloyal, or too aggressive are actually not as popular as we might think. Okay, guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is dominant.Dominant. Dominant 是形容词，意思是主要的、主导的或是占优势的。For example, she's the dominant child in the group despite being the youngest. 虽然她是年纪最小的，但她是这群小孩中的主导者。再来我们看下一个单字， distrusted. Distrusted. Distrusted 是形容词，意思是不值得信任的、不可信的或是不可靠的。For example,As a leader, he was distrusted and even feared. 身为一个领导者，他不被人相信，甚至是令人畏惧。那 distrusted 中间有一个 trust， 那 trust 是什么意思呢？ Trust 它可以当动词，也可以当名词。当它是动词的时候呢，意思是指信任、信赖或是相信。For example,She trusted him wholeheartedly, even when he's obviously cheating on her. You can say she's been blinded by love. 当她很明显的背着他有小三的时候，她还一心一意的相信他。你可以说她是被爱情蒙蔽了双眼。那我们看，当 trust 是名词的时候呢，意思也是信任或是信赖，只是它是名词的形式。For example,She's known for scamming tourists for money. Never trust her if you run into her on the streets. 她以骗游客骗钱，骗游客的钱而出了名。如果你在街上遇到她，千万不要相信她。再来，我们来看下一个字 ，disloyal. Disloyal. Disloyal 是形容词，意思是不忠诚的或是背叛的。For example,He didn't want to be disloyal to his employer, so he refused the high-paid job offer from the other company. 他不想要对他的老板不忠诚，所以他拒绝了另一间公司给他更高薪的工作。Okay, disloyal. 那 disloyal 后面有一个 loyal, 那 loyal 是什么意思呢？ Loyal 是形容词，意思是忠实的或是忠诚的。For example,Monchi, my dog, is my best friend. He's always loyal to me and my family.我的狗 Munchie 是我最好的朋友，他一直对我和我的家人都很忠诚。再来，我们来看下一个单字 aggressive。aggressive。aggressive 是形容词，它的意思是好斗的、富于攻击性的或是挑衅的。For example, you'd better put the two aggressive boys in different groups, otherwise they would start fighting as soon as class starts.你最好把那两个好斗的男生分在不同组，不然他们一开始上课就会开始打架了。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.